He's the deputy director of ANECPLA. We discuss the future of pest control and highlight the importance of our beloved sector. Enjoy this episode with Jorge.
All right, Jorge, welcome to Talking Pest Management. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to meet you.
Jorge, for everybody that doesn't know you yet, can you explain who you are, what you do?
Well, my name is Jorge Galván, and I am the deputy director of ANECPLA, the National Association of Environmental Health Companies. I am a forestry engineer, and I have a PhD in architecture. And my experience in the world of environmental health begins with the investigation of booth treatments and Coelophagus organisms. And I have always been closely to the training and teaching, and I have given classes in all levels up to university.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
So what is your current view on our industry? How do you view our industry in the current state that it is in?
Well, we have to know that we have in a changing world. The current world, the only certainty is that there are changes. And we have to prepare for changes. Pest control, in fact, are preparing for changing because we have changes in biosecurity legislation. We have fewer and fewer chemical tools to do our job. And we have to change our way to do our job and look for alternatives. Then we have deal good with changes in our sector. But we have to take into account that we are in a world with a lot of transportation, with a lot of transit of persons and goods, and species can go to another places. And now we can found new species in places that they have never been before. And this is one of the more important changes. We have to do our job with fewer products and with new species. And we have to adapt our job to this new reality. For example, in last year, we have a pandemic, and our companies have to adapt their job. Business that always do the deratization and disinfection has to do disinfection. Mm-hmm. It was an activity that they were, but not the most important activity. And they have to do this type of service because they don't have customers in the other services. And this adaptation allow to go out of this crisis stronger than before.
You're right.
I think that. Well, much of times the people say, how we can prepare for changes? This is a topic that all the people repeat. How can I prepare my or my company for changes? I think that one of the most important tools is training. Training in all levels. Yes. Training for the manager, training for the technicians, and training for the people that who is calling in the company, because the people that receive the call is the first contact with the client.
You're right.
And it's very important, the training in all the levels. In Spain, training is very important since 1994, but we have a radical change in 2010 with the professionalizing of the sector with official training. We have training for 370 hours for technicians and 510 hours for technical managers.
Oh, wow.
This is official. This is a fantastic step on the professionalizing way. I think that it's important, the technical training, but we have, don't forget one thing. In our sector, our business are SME, small and medium enterprises. And sometimes we forget the management training is important for our companies. This training, because in this world of changes, we have to be prepared. And one of the more important things is the business training. sometimes we forget it because our focus, we are very focused in technical training that is perfect. We need it for our job. But it's important business training too. We can't forget the management training.
I fully agree with you, Jorge, on that one.
Yeah, and it's important for SEPA and national associations like ANECPLA in be involved and lead the training changes. In Spain, for example, ANECPLA is collaborating with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education. And it's for that we have the professionalizing of our sector with the courses I said before. In times of change, I always say that training is important. And an example, very important, is that in our pandemic in Spain, the pandemic was worldwide, but in Spain, we have a lot of demand of disinfection. And ANECPLA offered to their associated training in disinfection, and they can do this work with all the technical guarantees. Because training is the difference between one company or another. If you are technical prepared, it can be the difference.
So what do you see? Where is our industry headed? What is the future? Is it only training? What are we going to have to adapt for? What's happening that will transform our industry in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yes, it is. Training is one of the bases, but it's not only training, you know. We have different ways. One principal way for me is we have a global world, but with different rules. For example, in European Union, we have global world, the best species go one place to another, the climate change generate new habitats, but we have different laws and different legislation. It's important the harmonization of legislation, the harmonization of training, and SEPA has a very hard job there.
Oh yeah.
We can collaborate and we can, but we have to position it in these terms. The harmonization, for example, of training. A pest control company in Spain has training of 370 hours for an operator and technician, and you go to another country and has another training. We have to try to harmonize because we are a global community, European Union, and we can work in different countries. We have to try to harmonize legislation and training. In fact, for the people who is seeing this video and interesting, I say my opinion about the key of success in change times. All the people say, what I have to do in change times to my business go well or to get the success? I think that there are two important things, adaptations and resilience. And the more important for me is adaptation.
Yeah.
As I said before, our business that can adapt their work to disinfection survive the crisis. Not only survive, go out, carry out stronger.
It's so well for the citizens. I mean, actually delivered so much value to people, protecting them.
Yeah, you have to satisfy the social needs with your job. And we have to have very clear that our job is very important. Sometimes, because our enterprises are small, the people say, well, pest control is very important. And we are not so popular because our job is well done. Yes. If our job is not well done, we are very famous because we have a lot of trouble.
You're right.
And, I always say the same. We are not very popular because we do well our job. An important job that is closely linked to public health.
It is
very important. And I think that in the future, we have to adapt to another job. We have each day fewer and fewer chemical products. These products have restricted action power. in extension and in range of species are less effective, to say in any way. And training and new techniques, I don't know how to say, training and new techniques can do that our business go to another new job. I think transform our treatment companies in integrated pest management companies. We have to training in techniques, knowledge of species, the know-how of how the facilities operate, to transform our technicians in advisors.
Exactly, consultants, and, advisors.
Yeah, I think that we have to go one step more.
Yeah,
we have very good technicians, we have a very good job, but now we have to assessorate a level more. Not only treatment companies, integrated pest management companies, because there is a very important thing that sometimes we don't see. Our companies have to know that we have a very great know-how in our sector, how to treat the pests, a very great know-how, and an important job because, as I said before, we are closely linked to the public health. Mm-hmm. We have to value our job because it's very important. And I think, as I said, that we tend to a consultant job more than only treatment. You know?
I totally agree. I don't know if you've seen one of my earlier videos where I did a recap of last year, but this is one of my main theses and topics and my passion, because I love our industry and I think we do exceptional things for human health and food safety, protecting everybody in our world. And sometimes we are not popular. If we don't do our job popular, as you said, we become popular. But really, you're right, Jorge, we should elevate more to advisors and consultants, because the value of pest management is sometimes undervalued. In the end, with new tools and new challenges that we face, we need to uplift a little bit. And I mean, your organization on NECPLA, you're one of the best examples, because you're taking training so serious, which I know, and you're uplifting the skills every year and in an even more challenging way, adapting, being resilient. So yeah, I do too think within the course of the next years and years, we need to make sure that we're elevating our service, right, to consultants and advisors. But I also agree to your very first point. We need to help our SMEs to become better managers, because most of the time, and I know that because my parents already worked in pest control, they start from having pest control technical knowledge, biology, physiology of insects and rats and mice and species, IPM, or chemicals or traps or whatever, but they're not good managers. So they didn't study economics, which is hard. Do things at once. So helping our industry and the managers and of the SMEs to get better at that as well, I got to say, it's a great mission. I got to appreciate that.
I'm very glad to share the opinion, because when I hear you speak, I think that I am speaking to myself, because it's the same idea. Yeah, it's the same idea, Daniel. We have a very good sector, but the first person that have to value our sector are ourselves. We have to know that we are important, we are good and good people that are doing a very important job. And don't forget that we have, in the next slide, we have a corporate video, and I recommend it you can see. It's in Spanish, but I think that maybe has a translation. It's a very good video. And say, we have the first filter of your quality life. Mm. Because we are in all the places, in hospitals, we are in restaurants, in supermarkets, in museums, our enterprises, our companies are present in all of quotidian life, of our daily life. And we have to be conscious how important is our job and how influence in public health our job. And as I said before, we are not popular because we do very good our job. If we don't kill rats, if we don't control pests, there was another world very different and not so kind.
Absolutely. Imagine all the bed bugs in hotels and the rats in cities that are not there, yeah, but we take care. So it, yeah, takes a lot of imagination, but really good that you said, it's really an eye opener, I think, for many of the people watching, hopefully as well. It needs to start with yourself. If you are evaluating yourself as a pest, yeah, manager, I don't know, as an accountant, as a service technician, as a manager, as a, I don't know, plant manager, whatever, if you valuing yourself and your value that you bring to the industry a little bit higher, then it starts. Yeah. This is the first kick, and the snowball effect starts rolling, and our industry gets more proud, and we get towards being consultants and advisors. And I think this is definitely the task for the next 5 to 10 years, and it starts right here.
Yeah, yeah. And to the end, only one thing. We are SME business, small and medium enterprises, and we have to have clear one idea. We are so small to be alone. Associations, national and international, like ANECPLA, like SIPA, are necessary to be stronger, because we are a small and medium business mostly. Then we need to be stronger, stay together.
Absolutely, in unity. We can only be, yeah, much better as a unity, especially in SMEs. Corporates can be alone and they can manage well, but the SMEs, which is 90%,
yeah, 90%. I'm very glad to this interview. I'm sorry for the people that say that by the way, because my English is a little bit oxidated, but I hope they understand me and they can write me or anything they need. We are in an eggplant of Spain for anything they need.
That's very kind, Jorge. I gotta say, I understood every single word and phrase. The Wi-Fi was stable, so I think our view is
nice. Yes. I have Wi-Fi too, because we have a very big snowfall. 20 years before, we have never been something like that. I am in my house for 4 days. I
got no.
Yeah. And I have Wi-Fi and I'm praying, saying, please, please, functioning. And the Wi-Fi was very good. And the interview was knock very kind, I have to say. Yes, knock on wood.
Jorge, it was great to speak to you. Thank you for all your work that you're doing representing ANECPLA. Greetings to Milagros, who connected us.
Yes.
I would love to know and learn more about your industry and what you guys are doing. So hopefully in very near future, I don't know, in half a year or a year from today, we're going to revisit and see what you have done and how we can help our industry together even more. But for now, thank you very much. And you stay safe in your family. It was great to interview you.
Okay. The same for you. And thank you very much for the opportunity, Daniel.
You're welcome. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Talking Pest Management. Thank you for listening. Bye.